This is the news in brief from the United Nations in Geneva. The final moments in the campaign to become the next head of the World Health Organization, or WHO, are being played out in Geneva. Three candidates for the UN Health Agency top job made their last pre-election speeches to 194 member states at the World Health Assembly in the Swiss city earlier on Tuesday. They are Drs. Tedros Ghebreyesus, David Nabarro and Sania Nishtar. He or she will take over from Dr. Margaret Chan from China, who's stepping down after 2 5-year terms. As is customary, member states are to vote in closed session. Among the candidates, Dr. Nabarro from the UK told member states that he would seek a 50-50 gender balance in the organisation, which would be more results-focused, transparent and accountable. Dr. Nishtar from Pakistan said she would help member states encourage their parliaments to promote universal health coverage and the implementation of international health regulations. During his campaign, Dr. Ghebreyesus from Ethiopia highlighted the opportunities provided by the Sustainable Development Goals agenda in improving the health and well-being of people everywhere. In Burundi, people are still fleeing violence and insecurity in their thousands, the UN said on Tuesday, amid concern that refugee numbers could easily surpass 500,000 by the end of the year. The warning from UNHCR, the UN refugee agency, accompanies its statement that there has been no improvement of the political situation in the small Central African country. Communal strife erupted there in 2015 after President Pierre Nkurunziza won a controversial third term in office. Babar Balouche is a spokesperson for UNHCR.
Arriving refugees continue to cite human rights abuses, fear of persecution and sexual and gender-based violence as reasons for fleeing. With no sign of improvement of the political situation, the total refugee population from Burundi is expected to grow to over 500,000 by the end 2017. Making it potentially the third biggest refugee situation in Africa.
Neighbouring Tanzania hosts the majority of Burundian refugees, with nearly 250,000 already accommodated in three overcrowded camps. Another 160,000 are in Rwanda, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. UNHCR is calling for funding to provide basic services to those in need and stave off the risk of these vulnerable communities catching cholera. The current $250 million appeal for the more than 530,000 refugees UNHCR expects to arrive from Burundi is only 2% funded. And finally, in Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, efforts are continuing to respond to the deadly Ebola outbreak in the remote north of the country. Four people have died so far in Lekati Health Zone, according to the World Health Organization, WHO, out of 43 reported cases of the hemorrhagic disease. Dr. Machidiso Mueti is the regional director of WHO's African region.
We now have a mobile lab on the ground, and we're anticipating now being able to get confirmation of cases, yes or no, much more quickly in that remote area. We were able to get people out there pretty quickly, considering that it's so difficult logistically. There's no roads by the time you get close to the place, and we've had to have plane and helicopter transport, basically, to get people and materials, equipment out there. But it's been able to start happening fairly quickly.
WHO spokesperson Derek Jezarevich told journalists in Geneva that an additional 5 patients are receiving treatment in a specialist facility, and of more than 400 contacts traced, 54 have cleared the 21-day incubation period for Ebola. The government of DRC has not yet announced whether it intends to deploy the experimental Ebola vaccine, but preparations are underway to ensure that it can be transported at the required minus 80 degrees centigrade if necessary, Mr. Jezarevich added. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.